Hi, welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Megillah. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We are at the bottom of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, that's 20a, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines up from the bottom. We are dealing with a Mishnah that is describing certain kinds of mitzvot that must be done during the day. And when we say that they must be done during the day, we mean that ideally they should be done from sunrise. If for some reason you have to do them earlier, you can do them from what's called Amud HaShachar, which is when the rays of the sun begin to lighten the night sky. And that's Bidiavad. But L'chadchila, you should do them from the time that it's sunrise. Now we're dealing with a particular case here of a woman who's called a Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. So just a brief bit of background. According to the biblical view of women's menstruation, women have different periods during the month when they are treated differently. So there is a period of days when a woman is considered a Nida. Those are called Yemei Nida, the days of her menstruating. But there are also days, and this is 11, there's an 11 day period in between her Nida cycles. So she has cycles that repeat, 7 days of Nida, 11 days that are called Zava. So when a woman sees blood coming from her body during her Nida days, she becomes a Nida. And when she sees blood coming from her body during her Zava days, then she's considered a Zava. And those are alternating days of 7 days and 11 days. Exactly how it works in the details is there are some disagreements among the Rishonim about it, but that's the basic idea. Now, when a woman is during her Yemei Ziva, that is not during her Nida days, but during her Zava days, there are two kinds of Zava that she can be. She can be a Zava Ketana, a small Zava, or a Zava Gedola, a big Zava. The basic difference is how many times she sees the blood. So the first time a woman sees blood coming from her body, she is a Zava Ketana. She's only seen blood one time. Now, the Gemara and the Mishnah call her a Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. She has to watch from one day to the other. So the first thing is that she's seen blood on this particular day, and because she's seen blood, but she's not a Nida, she's a Zava Ketana, she has to go to the mikvah. The question is when she's going to go to the mikvah. And the Gemara is going to prove, as we'll see in a minute, that she may not go to the mikvah on the day that she sees blood, because she's Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. She has to do a certain amount of shmira, of observing, from one day to the other. So the first day that she's blood, she has to wait for it to become nightfall, and she has to do a little shmira, so to speak, a little waiting in this case, into the night. The Gemara is going to discuss the possibility that she could go to the mikvah at night, which is when married women usually go to the mikvah. Maybe she could go to the mikvah at night. The Gemara is going to reject that and say that what our Mishnah is saying is that she must wait until the following morning, ideally until sunrise, to go to the mikvah from her previous day's seeing of blood. And that's why it's Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. Even though she saw blood on Monday, she has to wait until Tuesday morning to go to the mikvah. Now, of course, on Tuesday, she also has to see if she sees blood. If she sees a second instance of blood, she is still a Zava Ketana, but she's seen blood twice. So she would again wait until the following morning, until Wednesday morning, and then she would go to the mikvah Wednesday morning. If she were to see blood again on Wednesday, that would be her third instance in a row of seeing blood, then she becomes a Zava Gedola, a big Zava, and she has to count 7 clean days until she can go to the mikvah. That's the basic idea, and I hope that with that background, we'll be able to understand the Gemara. So the Mishnah says, V'chein Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, Lo Titbol Ad Shateni Tzachama. Similarly to going to the mikvah, as we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, that when you go to the mikvah, you have to wait. When you're going to the mikvah after you've come in contact with a dead body, you have to wait until sunrise. So similarly, a woman who has seen blood the previous day has to wait until sunrise to go to the mikvah to purify herself. So the Gemara asks, Pshita, that's obvious, meaning if any time you have to go to the mikvah in the daytime, you have to wait until sunrise, and we already said that when you go to the mikvah, you have to wait until sunrise, why does the Mishnah have to specify the woman who is a Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, that she has to go to the mikvah in the daytime? Maishna, that's the abbreviation. What is the reason for learning? Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, Mikol Chayavei Tfilot, from all the other people who are liable to go to the mikvah. So the Gemara answers, Itzrich, it is necessary to teach her separately. Solka data chamina. I might have had the following logical chain. Tihave, let her be kireiya rishona shel zav, just like the first instance of a man who sees a gonorrheic emission coming from his body. Okay, now, as we know, it's not only these halachot apply to women who see blood coming from their body, but they can also apply to men who see irregular emissions, things that look like semen but are not, that come from them. And we discussed this at quite some length on Daf Chet Amud Aleph and Daf Chet Amud Bet, 8a and b. There we were talking about the fact that there's a difference between a man who sees an emission and a woman who sees an emission. A man who sees two emissions has to count 7 clean days, but a woman doesn't have to count 7 clean days until she sees 3 emissions of blood. That was the sugya over there. Here we're going to say something else, but what we want to say is perhaps a zava, a woman who sees irregular blood, is like a zav, a man who sees an irregular seminal emission. Because re'ia rishona shel zav, when a zav sees one emission. Now, in our sugya and daf chet, we mostly talked about a zav who saw 2 or 3 emissions, because there's a difference between them related to bringing the karban. But we didn't talk so much about a man who sees one emission. So a man who sees one emission, it keshla bal keri, he has the same halacha as a man who has a seminal emission. A regular seminal emission. So a zav is an irregular seminal emission, and a balkari is a regular seminal emission. Irregular means it's not, it's kind of coming from some kind of sickness or irregularity in the body. Dichtiv, as it is written in the Torah, this is in Vayikra Tet Vav Lamed Bet, 15:32. This is the conclusion of the section in the Torah dealing with zav and zava. Zo Torat HaZav, this is the procedure of a zav, va'asher teitze mimenu shichvazera, and also one who has a seminal emission. So there you have a hekesh, a connection in the verse between a zav, which is an irregular emission, and a shichvazera, a man who sees a regular seminal emission. So we're connecting those two. What's the connection? Ma balkeri, just like a man who sees a seminal emission, tovel bayom, he goes to the mikveh on the day. Hainami litbol biyome. So a zav also goes to the mikveh on the day. So this is what it means. What it means is a man who sees a seminal emission or a man who sees an irregular seminal emission, they can go to the mikveh before sunset. That's what they can do on the very day. Now, as we discussed in our preface to this and our hakdama to this, a woman may not do that. That is exactly the point that we're trying to make. You might have thought that the woman who's a zava ketana, she sees blood on Monday, she should be able to go to the mikvah on Monday, just like a zav or a balkari can go to the mikvah on Monday. But that's not true. Because v'ha b'yamama lo matzei tavla, she cannot go to the mikvah in the daytime. Mishum dichtiv, because it's written in the verse, in the same section, kol yemei zova kemishvat nidata yihyela, all the days of her zava should be like being a nida for her. In other words, the whole day that she sees blood is off limits for her to become purified. Therefore, she is not allowed to go to the mikvah on that day. Balalia, perhaps at night, mihat, however, le'avad miksa shimor, she'll do a little shimor, a little waiting, v'titbol, then she'll go to the mikvah at night. So, of course, she can't go during the day, but perhaps she can go in the nighttime. Kamashmalan, this comes to teach us, kevan debaya sfira, since the Torah connects her to having to count, right, that she has to count the day, we flip the page to Chaf Amud Bet 20b. Sfira biyamamahi. We have a separate teaching in the Masechet Nida that anything time we're dealing with counting days, we're referring to actual daytime. Therefore, what we learn about the Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom is that she has to wait until sunrise of the following morning in order to go to the mikvah. But that explains why, had the Mishnah not specified her, we might have thought that she was able to go either not in the day before, but she might have been able to immerse in the nighttime. Okay, we're at the top of Daf Chaf Amud Bet. We're going to continue just to the Mishnah. The last clause in the Mishnah says, V'kulan she'asu, any of these mitzvot that are done, going to the mikvah, sprinkling blood as part of a purification procedure, reading the Megillah, any of these mitzvot that are done, mi she'ala amud hashachar, from the time of when the sky starts to get light is kosher. Minane mile, how do you know that amud hashachar, which is before sunrise, is kosher? How do you know that it counts as daytime? Amar Rava, Rava says, to Amar Kra, it says in the very beginning of the Torah, on the first day of creation, Vayikra Elokim Laor Yom, God called the light daytime. Now in that verse, it does specify Yom, and we've been using Yom to say from sunrise. However, here it says Laor, to the light. So the Gemara understands, Lemeir Uba Kar'o Yom, that as soon as it starts to become light outside, then the Torah considers it daytime. Now, according to this reasoning, it's really daytime from Amud HaShachar. In other words, sunrise is not what's actually daytime. Amud HaShachar is actually daytime. And Rashi addresses this, and this is actually a long question that is woven throughout Shas, because times are important in the performance of halacha. According to this opinion, really, Amud HaShachar is when the day begins. However, it's still kind of dark outside. So it's difficult to be precise about exactly when the day begins. As it starts to get lighter a little bit in the nighttime, at a certain point, it's light enough that we would consider a day. But because it's a little difficult to ascertain precisely, the rabbis drew a line at sunrise to say, at sunrise, you definitely know that it's day. Now, it's probably daytime earlier than sunrise, but how much earlier? So ideally, we'll wait until we know for sure that it's daytime. But b'di'eved, if you do some of the mitzvot earlier from the time of Amud HaShachar, it's most likely daytime during that period of time as well. There are still some unanswered questions related to this, and that's not the only way of looking at it, but that's one way to view it. Elameata, the Gemara asks the question, but if you follow that reasoning, then the rest of the verse specifies Vilachoshech Karalaila. So not only did God call the light day, he called the darkness night. So Lemachshech Uba Karalaila. As soon as it starts to get dark, it would be nighttime. Now when does it start to get dark? Well, this is an interesting question. Certainly, from the point when the ball of the sun goes under the horizon, that's what we call shkia, the sinking of the sun. The sinking of the sun is opposite the rising of the sun. So hanetachama is when the ball of the sun comes over the horizon, and shkia is when the ball of the sun sinks below the horizon. Of course, the sun is not doing that. It's the rotating of the earth. But at the angle, when the angle is zero, that's sunrise and sunset in both cases. Now, it's not so simple because we had said that it's really daytime from Amud HaShachar, which is before sunrise. So in this case, the correlating time would be Plag HaMincha, which is an hour and a quarter of halachic time before sunset. And in fact, there are Rishonim, and it is in halacha possible, to daven Mariv, certainly, from Plag HaMincha, between Plag HaMincha and Shkia. In other words, you could argue, based on this verse, that nighttime starts at Plag Mincha, when it starts to get darker, even though the sun hasn't gone below the horizon yet. But the Gemara's problem is, HaKaimalan, we establish, De'atzer HaKochavim Lav Lailahu, that until the stars come out, it's not night. Now we know, because that's when Shabbos ends, that when the stars come out is much, much later. It's already fully dark outside. And that's when we establish that it's nighttime. And not only that, but of course there is a big machloket about Tzeit HaKochavim, which is why people wait until different times to end Shabbos. Some people hold more closely with the Gra, who says that it's really only around 13 minutes after sunset that the stars come out, and other people hold like what's usually attributed to Rabbeinu Tam, which is that it's 72 minutes after sunset that the stars come out, and that's obviously a pretty wide range, and there are a number of halachic opinions in the middle as well. But if you're waiting all the way until Tzeit HaKochavim, it's fully dark. Whereas according to this, it would certainly be nightfall either from sunset or maybe even earlier from Plag HaMincha. So that is a big question about using this verse to prove when daytime is. So Ella Amar Rabbi Zera Mehacha. So Rabbi Zera is going to give a different opinion, a different verse as to how we know what daytime is and how do you know that Amud HaShachar counts. And he quotes this verse from Nehemiah. There's a quotation there in Nehemiah that says, "Va'nachnu, and we, osim ba'melacha, we're doing our labor, v'chitzim machazikim b'ramachim, and they're holding on to their spears, me'alot ha'shachar atzera kuchavim." So in Nehemiah, it identifies the daytime, the period of work, as from alot ha'shachar, dawn, until Tzedek Kochavim, until the stars come out. Now, when we count the day, and also when we decide how long each halachic hour is, we have a fundamental machloket. Do you count from dawn until the stars come out, or from sunset to sunrise to sunset? And there is such a machloket when you see different times mentioned for when Shabbos ends, when fasts begin and end. It's because there are different ways of counting, whether from dawn and sunrise to sunset and the stars coming out. Okay, Rizera, however, quotes an additional verse, or it's the continuation of the verse, the Omer, v'haya lanu halayla lemishmar, and the nighttime was for us for a watch, and the daytime, it says there in the verse, was for labor. Maiva Omer, why did he quote two verses? V'chitema misha'ala amur hashachar lav yamama. You might say, well, it's not really, from the time that it's amur hashachar, from the time that it's dawn, when it starts to get light, lav yamama. You say, that's not really daytime. It's starting to get light, but that's not really daytime. Umichi arva shimsha, and when the sun sets, lelia, it's not nighttime. Ve'inu mekadmi mechashchi, we go earlier and later. In other words, the daytime is really sunrise to sunset, but we got up to work from Amud HaShachar, and we worked later until Tzedek Kochavim, but we're not saying that's the definition of day and night. We're just saying that we're, you know, very zealous workers, and we started working even before it was day, and even before it was night. Tashma, v'haya lanu halayla mishmar, v'hayom melacha. The nighttime was for mishmar, for watching, v'hayom, and the daytime was for labor. So the fact that we labor from dawn until the stars come out means definitionally that is the daytime. So according to that, the day is actually halachically longer than it seems to be. It starts before sunrise and it ends after sunset. But for some halachic purposes, certainly lechatchila, we want to say that a person should do daytime mitzvot only from sunrise, and they should do daytime mitzvot before sunset. Certainly we don't do any malacha on Shabbos after sunset. We stop doing malacha even 18 minutes before. So for many halachic purposes, we determine that the day is from sunrise to sunset, but it could be that klape ha'emes, that in truth, the actual definition of the day goes from dawn, amud ha'shachar, until the stars come out, seisa kochavim. Okay, we're all the way up to the Mishnah, and we will continue there in our next recording. Have a wonderful day.